I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Whenever we start the podcast, I don't know what to say.
No, I know.
For some reason, I want to start by singing. I always want to be like,
the listeners drop.
In my heart is a Christmas tree. And then, yeah, I just know it wouldn't be a good idea. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I also never know how to start, but it's fine. This is where we're at.
also, this is going to be a very, minimally edited episode because we are recording the night before. And, you know.
God, I forgot it was Tuesday. I forgot that we have to upload it tonight. Fuck.
We're hustling over here. We're hustling.
I'm so tired.
You're so tired from our most relaxing weekend ever.
No, I know. It's because I was up too late reading last night. So I.
Oh my God, what are you reading?
I'm reading the book that it's like a follow up to. It's a series and it's like really stupid, smut romance novels, you know? Uh-huh. And it's like each book is a different athlete, but they're all like related to each other. Like they're all like friends.
Okay.
So like there's overlap between, but you can like read them all standalone. Anyway, they wrote another one.
And so Well, you have to go to bed after this.
Yeah, I will be going to bed. I'll be eating dinner and going to bed.
Okay.
Well, I might read for a little bit, but in bed in the dark.
Yeah. Also, do you feel different now that you're 26?
No. I feel like I literally just turned 25 for a second time.
Yeah, it is similar. You know? But your brain's fully formed now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at 26.
You sure?
Yeah. I think.
I'm shocked.
Or maybe it's 30. I don't know.
I'm like, we'll see. Know. If it is, then I have some trouble coming my way.
We had the best weekend ever. We went to a little cabin in the woods, spooky, and celebrated Kaya's birthday.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. It was so fun. Like,
perfect weather. It snowed. Yeah, so it was so pretty, and like
we cozied up.
But like we didn't get stuck. It was just like we got back to Denver, and it was like sunny and 60 degrees. We're only an hour away. It was so weird.
Yeah, it really was perfect. And like when we wanted to go outside, the sun was out. It was just like great.
Yeah, it was great.
But yeah, it was a fun little weekend. I feel rested and recharged.
I probably would if I didn't stay up till late last night.
Yeah. That makes
sense. I'm also really dehydrated.
Yeah, we got to drink some water.
I think I drank alcohol every day for the last, like, 4 days. So that's probably why my head hurts so bad today.
You're like, why do I feel bad? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we really just chilled. Like, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was, well, it was needed. It was very needed.
Yeah.
And everybody, if you, I don't know if you guys saw our Instagram stories, but everybody made Kaya Fest t-shirts and wore them to the cabin, and I had no idea that they were doing that, and it was so funny, and it was a really good surprise.
Yeah, everyone go look at Kaya's Instagram to see the Kaya Fest shirt.
It was so funny.
we gave it to her as like we were like, we have a little gift for you, when it was the morning of her birthday. And then as she opened it, we had planned that we were all wearing sweatshirts with the Kaya shirts underneath of them, and we planned that we would all like slowly take off our sweatshirts the second that she saw the shirt, and it literally worked perfectly.
No, like I literally was unfolding the shirt, and then I looked up after I saw the shirt, and I saw Kendra wearing the shirt, and then my eyes just like slowly went around the room and saw just more and more of them all the way around. It was so funny.
Yeah, that must have been really weird.
It was so weird because like I didn't even see, like in my peripheral vision, I didn't even see you guys taking off the sweatshirts. Like it was just like,
yeah,
I just looked up and suddenly it was like magic. It was like Magic by Rob was in the room with us.
Oh my God, please shout out.
He just made the shirts appear. It was so crazy. I was like, okay.
Yeah, we really planned that one. It was so funny. Like I wish we had a moment of like on camera from like someone else filming us taking off the hoodies, because it was just like such a funny moment, but it's also just
it was a so good funny.
Memory. I feel like that was kind of the funniest thing that happened.
We watched a lot of Twilight.
Yeah, I watched Twilight for the first time ever.
Yeah, we're on Eclipse, so don't spoil it for her.
Yeah, I have like a lot of questions, but I'm into it more than I was after watching the first one.
Yeah.
I went into Twilight thinking it was going to be like The Hunger Games, like a really like well-made movie. And Gabby had also, another girl that was there, had also never seen it. And so I think we were both kind of like, what the heck is this? But didn't want to like spoil, like, I didn't want to be like, you guys, this movie sucks when everyone like loves it, you know?
Okay, but everyone loves it because it's like nostalgic, not because it's good.
Yeah, watching it for the first time, like, I felt like I should have watched it earlier because I just like didn't feel the same love, you know?
Yeah.
And like the acting was so bad in the first one, and like so the bad. Tint on the screen was so funny. But then after I got through the first one, I was like, the second one was 30 minutes in, and I was like, okay, I need to know what happens now. Like, I'm kind of like interested now.
Yeah. That's so, after the first one, it's so much better. The first one's horrible.
Yeah.
After that,
but it's much I also would have like never watched it if it wasn't for like a group of people watching it with me.
It's way more fun to like rewatch stuff like that, or like watch stuff like that in a group setting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad we did that, but I can't wait to see the rest. Still got two to go.
Yeah, we're going to watch them in Little Rock, so in January.
Yeah. I'll keep you guys updated with my thoughts. So far,
we can do a Twilight episode. Jacob.
Yeah, we can. That would be so funny.
Of course you're Team Jacob. I don't think anyone here is shocked that you're Team Jacob.
Edward freaks me out.
Yeah,
like, you know what? Literally freaks me out so bad. Like, I'm so scared of him.
Yeah.
Like, the clip of him watching her sleep, like, I can't even explain to you. I also slept on the couch, like, in the cabin. And so I woke up and I was like, there's going to be Edward at the foot of the couch staring at me. And I got so scared. I'm so scared of him.
Because we're in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. Oh, and like, God. Edward's just like there. I know he is. But yeah, pretty good overall. Anything else?
Not really.
Not the cabin? It was fun. A fun little trip. We want to do like a little segment about our hyperfixations, which we talked about last week, like things we're loving right now, things we're obsessed with, but we don't know what to call it. So if you guys have any like cute ideas of what we could call this little segment, you should write in on our question box in the link in our bio on Instagram, because we our brains are fried, so any advice is needed.
Any little fun short name?
Yeah. Like, maybe it could be related to Taylor Swift or, But are you hyperfixated on anything right now?
Well, I'm reading that book.
Oh, yeah.
And considering I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning reading it last night, I'm going to say that that's one. It's called Caught Up. It's, if you haven't read the series, Right Move is also in that series. That one's really good. I mean, really good is subjective because it's literally just like smutty romance. So do that what you will. but I'm enjoying it. So it's a fun read. This one's like a really, really, really slow burn. Like, I think I'm 50% through the book and not one single thing has happened yet. So I'm scared.
But yeah.
I'm present. Also really into Bows lately. I'm sure, just like every other girl in the God, world right
yeah.
now.
Those are having such a moment, and I love it.
Yeah, they're just so cute. I saw some girl put them in her Christmas tree, and it was really cute.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I was like, I want to do that. And like on nails, like nail designs, those are really cute.
I want to put them on everything I own.
Our friend Gabby handmade me a bow.
It's stunning.
And beaded it, and it's so cute. I want to see if I can wear it to my company holiday party this week, but I don't know if it'll match my dress. We'll see.
Love.
If not, I'm sure I'll wear it at some point during the holidays.
Yeah.
Aspen's so coming to my company holiday party on Thursday. She's my plus.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited. I love being, like, this time of year. with all the holiday parties and dinners and stuff. It's so fun.
Yeah, and like all the activities. One thing about Denver, Denver fucking loves Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things to do during Christmas in Denver. If you ever want to plan a trip to Denver, come during December or like late November.
And you will have so many fun things to do.
Okay. Okay. That's what my entire For You page is right now. Let's see. What else? Oh, I'm hyper fixated on You're Losing Me, of course.
Yeah, streaming.
And Noah Kahan, Everywhere Everything featuring Gracie Abrams.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's so good. It made me so happy. I want him to collab with Olivia next.
I want her to collab with everyone in the world.
And then he can stop collaborating. That's fine. I want the Olivia one first. What about you?
Slay. Honestly, I've been obsessed with Guts again.
Fair.
I, like, randomly listened to, I can't remember what song it was, but then, like, my Spotify just kept playing the whole album of Guts, and I was like, damn, these songs are good, and I, like, completely, like, you know when, like, 1989 came out, I just kind of, like, stopped listening, because I was listening to 1989, and then, nope, I'm back.
Yeah. I'm back on Guts. I've kind of been back, too, but that's because I keep listening to my 2023 Wrapped playlist, and they're obviously all on there, so every time one comes on, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Like, the album is so good.
It is so good. She really slayed.
And, like, I remember thinking it's so good when it came out, and then I was like, wow, I love this. But now I'm like, this album is really good.
Yeah.
Love. So that's what I've been. Also, I just finished a book called Mean Baby, and it's a memoir by Selma Blair, who's an actress. And everyone should read it if you like memoirs. It was really good.
We're on really different reading pages.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Are.
Really different situations.
I'm about to be reading like historical fiction or something.
And here I am reading my silly little athlete romance novels.
No, I love
not one
I love
educational
it.
Thought in that book.
Well, you need to like zone out. Like you don't need to always be, you know. Learning.
Yeah. Plus, I always read romance novels when I get really pissed off with dating apps.
Oh my God. You're like living through it.
And then I'm like, you know what? I need to stop looking at this. And then I go read a book instead. And then I'm like,
I love that.
This is how it should be.
I love that. Yeah. So
this one's really good, though. The main character, like the girl, she has like really good one-liners. And I'm like, I'm pocketing those away for later because they're like really like she has really good like, comebacks like, to things and I'm like
put in your notes app or something.
No, I literally am.
Okay, good. And then we could do an episode and you can read them all. Okay. Yeah. On to our next segment. We're loving segments lately.
Yeah. We want to start this doing one, weekly segments.
Yeah. You want to introduce this one since you just came up with the name?
Okay, so we're obviously, if you don't know, we have a submission box online where you can submit anonymous questions, comments, concerns, stories, really whatever you want at this point. It's gotten away from us, I'm not going to lie, but it's fun. So here we are. And we're going to call this the Burning Questions.
Obsessed. Get it? Because we're burning like, the disco down.
So these are your burning questions.
Genius. Okay, we have two people that said happy birthday Kaya, love you.
Oh my God, thanks guys.
And then we have another person that says it's the 3rd of December. I still remember the 3rd of December. Happy birthday Kaya. P.S. How does it feel to share a birthday with Gemma Styles?
You know what, I honestly forget every year until it's my birthday. And then I remember and I'm like, you know what, my birthday is an important day in Harry Styles' life. Is it because of me? No, but it's still my birthday.
Could be. Maybe you guys are like twin, like, maybe you guys are like twin souls. Like, you need to meet or something.
Yeah. She slays.
Yeah. This next person says, love your podcast. Some ideas for a regular feature. New artists to check out. Hinge Raya Report. How about a video of your podcast too?
Guys, okay, I know you want a video of the podcast so bad. Maybe in 2024 that'll be our goal.
Yeah, maybe that'll be our resolution.
Yeah, that'll be, because that's just like everybody wants one. And I mean, yeah. I get it. Like, it would be much more fun to watch, but I'm just, it's like just so much work.
It's just not in the cards right now. We're
yeah, audio maybe 2024.
Only. Yeah.
2024.
But thank you for your, yeah. Thank you for your submission.
I'm glad that you want a regular Hinge and Raya segment. That's funny.
Yeah, I also do.
This is just Asa's way of keeping tabs on my dating life.
I'm like, so I wrote this question. Someday I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna like submit and then read it, and you'll never know that it was me.
I'm gonna be like, oh my god.
I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And also new artists check out. Like, I feel like I just do what other people are doing, so I'm not really like a new artist finder, you know?
I like that idea. I feel like I could do it. I just have to think about it first.
Okay. I don't feel confident in that, but I feel like I could do a new song to check out, because I'm very much like, I have my Spotify playlist where like I'll add songs to it even if I don't know who the artist is.
Yeah.
But like a whole new artist, I don't find as much, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then this next person said, hello, thank you all for the snack recs last week. I very much appreciate it. I tried cashews and semi-sweet chocolate chips, and wow, my life has been changed. TBH, I'm surprised I haven't tried this sooner since my mom buys so many bags of cashews and semi-sweet chocolate chips. But anyways, I'm planning on trying to make a mini charcuterie board next week because that sounds absolutely incredible. And OMG Kaya, you are real for loving the sharp cheddar cheese at Grooves. I love those so much. My sister introduced them to me, and I'm convinced I saw the world in black and white before trying those. Ugh, absolutely obsessed. Thank you guys again for all the recs. That was such a funny submission.
I literally, I cannot tell you how good the Cheez It Grooves are. They're so fucking good. I literally just finished the box that we had this weekend for my birthday today because they're just so good.
They are so delicious.
They're addicting.
I love the white cheddar too.
Yeah, exactly. Like the.
Do they make those with not white cheddar?
They have a, I've been wanting to try them. I think it's a cheddar ranch version. Mm. And I've been intrigued, but I'm just like so obsessed with the white cheddar that I can't stop eating those. So yeah. I like literally cannot buy them at the store too frequently because I will eat the whole box.
Yeah. That's how I am with like the flavor blasted goldfish.
Yeah.
Or it's honestly a similar goldfish vibe, in general. It really is. Yeah. Or just like the really cheesy Cheez-Its I love.
Yeah. Anything with like the cheese powder.
Yeah, honestly. Even if you can call that cheese, I don't know. But anything with that powder.
Well, whatever.
Okay, this person, also in relation to last week's episode, said, my hot takes on this week's episode. Nacho fries slay. What's your Taco Bell order? I think Crunchwrap Supremes are a tad overrated, even though they are everyone's fave. Do you want to answer what's your Taco Bell order?
Yeah, I'll tell the world. Okay, so I always get a chicken quesadilla, and that's my source of protein. Then I get the nacho fries. Then I get a potato taco because I just love their potato so much, and it's spicy and it's so good. And then I always finish with two Cinnabon Delights.
Oh my god, yum.
And that's Wait, my I've never Taco had Bell those.
From Taco Bell.
You've never had the Cinnabon Delights?
I've had them like from Cinnabon, I think. Are they just like the little minis?
No. Oh. No. They are little dough balls of dough.
Okay.
And they're filled with cream cheese icing in the middle. And then they're fried and then dipped in cinnamon sugar.
Okay, I'm gonna probably go get this tonight.
They're literally so good. Like it's okay. Oh my god, they're so good. My mouth is watering just thinking about them. I can't. They're so good.
Okay, I'm going to get them tonight. It's decided. Good. If I finish everything you I need should. To do, I'm rewarding myself with those.
Yeah, you should. They're so good. And they're so, like, you can get two of them and it's so cheap. Like, it's only just two little bites.
Yum.
You can get them in bigger packs too, but the two pretty much satisfies the craving.
I'm going to get like 20.
No, they have like packs of 12. We used to get them in high school all the time.
I'm going to, like, eat one and then go back around the drive-thru and get, like, more actually, once I realize how good it is.
Order. Yeah.
Okay, their next topic is Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales are mid. Unless it's over 50% off, it's not really a Black Friday or Cyber Monday sale. It's just another sale. Although it is the best time of year to buy power tools from Home Depot for all the dad gifts. But those sales last all month, so you don't have to buy right away on Black Friday.
Noted. Didn't know next that, but slay.
These are all like the same comment.
Yeah, just like it's the same person. Points.
Yeah. Growing Sideways is one of the better songs ever written and probably would be my top choice for Taylor's version cover too. I'm still angry at my parents for what their parents did to them. Hits really hard.
Wow.
Dorito.
We're the same person.
Like, so like these.
I know they're so random.
Like, yeah, they're so random. But that just shows you like what we talk about in an episode is so random.
No, guys, right in the description for last week's episode was actually the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
I literally like, yeah, I don't know what we talked about. I like blacked out, I think.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Doritos are a certain kind of perfection when it comes to chips. You can't really improve upon them. Doritos should be featured more prominently in charcuterie boards. So agree.
You know what? That's so smart.
So agree.
Why aren't they in charcuterie boards? Also, are we the same person? Like,
especially because like charcuterie boards are about cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
But a Dorito is cheese and crackers together.
I also wish more people would put dips on charcuterie boards.
Ugh, me too.
Because, yeah, we're both dip people. I have so many freaking dips in my fridge from this weekend.
Do you have that French onion still?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was so good.
Bro, we forgot the cake at the house. Yeah.
No.
Amber and I realized last night, and she goes, did we leave the cake in the fridge? And I was like, and she was like, oh, my God, we did. And I was like, no, because it was so good. No,
because it was so good, and there was so much left. Yeah. That makes me so sad.
I know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bummer.
I had the cutest cake. It said, older but just never wiser.
Yeah, from Antihero.
And it was sparkly. Really
cute. Yeah, it was so cute. R.I.P. Anyway.
Okay, final comment. This person says, you're my number one podcast. Thanks so much for all the episodes and keep it up. Aww. Wow. That's so nice.
Yeah, happy Spotify Wrapped week, everybody.
Yeah, I forgot.
I did too. It came out like the day of our last episode.
Of course it did.
Oh my God, wait, should we talk about our Spotify Wrapped?
Sure, I can't really remember mine, but.
I could tell you, I remember mine, actually.
Okay.
Okay, my top five artists, number one was Taylor's, this is Kaya speaking for reference, everyone. My top artist was Taylor Swift, obviously. Then number two, I think, was Olivia Rodrigo. Number three was Sabrina Carpenter. Number four was Niall Horan. And number five was Harry Styles.
Love. Not surprised at all.
I was surprised that Harry made it, honestly. I wasn't sure if Harry was going to make it on there, to be honest. Yeah. But I forgot that I saw him in January and February. So,
yeah. Oh.
Anyway, and then my top five songs, number one was Vampire. Number two was, can I close out of this voice memo or is it going to stop recording?
That's what I'm worried about. That's why I don't know mine because I think it'll stop recording.
Okay, I can't remember the exact order of the top five songs, but I could tell you my top five songs in general. Number one was definitely Vampire. I think number two was Afterglow, then Get Him Back, then Hits Different. Then All of the Girls.
Oh, yeah. I remember that being on yours.
Yeah. And I think that All the Girls was literally only on there because when we were flying to Arizona, I was so stressed she was going to play it that weekend that I was listening to it on repeat for hours on end because I was, like, trying to learn the words in case she sang it at tour. Because I was so
and that worried. Is why it was on your top song.
And that's why.
I love that. My top artist was Taylor. I think my second was Sabrina Carpenter. These might be not in order because I'm not looking at it right now. I'm going off the top of my head. But it was Taylor, Sabrina Carpenter, Lana Del Rey, Miley Cyrus, Olivia Rodrigo. Girls only.
Right.
And then my top song was Right Where You Left Me. I think my second was Maroon. And my third was Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey, the new. And then I honestly can't remember the last two. But
it was funny to me that I had two Lover songs on my top five. Like that's
yeah,
just,
that is.
That's that. Yeah. Like I was like, yeah. That album came out so long ago.
Yeah.
But Afterglow literally was on, I mean, I listen to Afterglow all the time anyway, but like this year I listened to it so much because I listened to it before every single show to manifest her not playing it.
Wow.
Without me. So wow. That's why it was my second song of the year.
That's commitment. That is commitment. I know.
Maybe I'll get it next year, guys. There's still hope.
Fingers crossed. What's the date?
I'll be at August 17th and then
Taylor, if you're listening,
October 26th or 26th, I think.
Okay, everyone manifest.
London and New Orleans.
Love. Okay, well, that's the comments for this week. That's your burning questions. If you guys want to submit more, you can go to the question box in our bio. It's all anonymous. We love to hear from you. And yeah.
So monotone.
It's all anonymous and we love to hear from you. What sometimes when I'm like thinking, like, yeah, we love hearing you. This episode is gonna be like crazy because I just really don't think I'm gonna edit this very much. So you're really getting the raw and real version of us.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they kind of get that every week, but
sometimes I like edit out like the, like, I don't edit out, like, big things, but I edit out, like, the silences or, like,
right.
When one of us is, like, and we're, like, trying to think of something, like, yeah. The boring parts. But this week, you're just getting it all.
Yeah.
Okay, this week, we're talking about gift guides. We're going to give you our best gift ideas because it's that time of year. It's the holiday season. It's time to buy all of your gifts. And hopefully, this is at the right time. I'm going to give you guys some good ideas. And yeah, hopefully this
and we're
going to
go by interests.
Yeah, we're going to do categories.
Okay, let's start.
So
let's get this rolling.
Get out your notebooks, get out your paper and pencil and write this down. The first category is gifts for someone who loves to cook. Do you want me to
go
first?
Neither of us. Yeah, go for it.
My first idea, this is pretty, I have one really pricey thing and one not pricey thing. So you can pick what you want to spend, but the Our Place pans are, I have one of them, they're the best pans in the world. They're like non-stick. Honestly, you barely need to wash it, like it's magical. You put it on the stove, you make like whatever you're making, like I'll literally make like a stir fry in it, put it in the sink, like wipe it out with a paper towel and it's completely clean, like there's no scrubbing, nothing. It comes with a little steamer so you can like steam vegetables or steam dumplings or whatever you want to steam. And it comes with a way to clean it, a lid. It's really expensive, but it's worth all the money. So anything from Our Place, I highly recommend.
Nice.
Should I do my second one or do you want to go back and forth?
No, just do both of yours.
Okay. My second one is cheaper. And I saw this idea online. And I don't know how to say the name of this brand. I think it's Papier. You know, it's Papier. They make like journals and stuff, but they're all like super cute journals. And they have one that's a recipe book. So you can write down all of your favorite recipes in it. So it's a very like aesthetically pleasing looking journal. So it'd be like cute on your kitchen counter. But once you get like a good recipe, you could like write it in the book and it has like spots for all of the like measurements and ingredients and like directions. So you can keep a book of all your favorite recipes.
Cute.
I thought that was cute. Yeah.
This isn't like very specific, but I feel like there's always those like gift sets of like spices or like barbecue rubs or like depending on whatever they like. I feel like those are always good, like the sets of different flavors. Like I know that what's that store? Williams Sonoma.
Market?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Williams Sonoma. They always have like the gift sets there and those are really nice. This isn't really cooking, but there's like a good tequila one that's like a bunch of different flavored salts for like margarita rims.
And everyone always needs that. Like it's something that you need that you don't really realize that you need, you know?
Yeah. 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 I just like those. I like those little sets of things. Mm-hmm. Or if there's like a cool like hack appliance. You know what I mean? Like that little chopper that everybody has on TikTok.
I need one of those.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I know. I do too. I feel like that's
a good one. Need like the thing that you put the bagel in and it slices the bagel for you.
Yeah.
I need one of those. because I hate cutting bagels.
Right.
So think about what your person that you're buying your gift for eats and then get them something in correlation with that.
Yeah. Something to make their life easier or like their cooking more fun, you know?
Yeah. Love. Okay, our next category is someone who loves makeup.
The first thing that I was thinking,
that's literally what I was thinking, is like our last episode was all about makeup and that's all of our makeup
favorites. Or was that two episodes ago?
Yeah, maybe it was two episodes ago.
I don't know.
The makeup episode. I honestly don't remember. I think it was two ago.
Yeah, the makeup episode. Go listen to that.
Yeah, but I was also thinking a great gift, which I've like done this before, is you go to Sephora and you go to like their gift sets, Sephora.com.
I love a gift set. I was going to say that too.
They have, honestly, you could just buy it for yourself because they have such good deals in there, but that is such a easy and like great present to get and give. So honestly, if someone likes makeup, Sephora gift set all the way.
I was going to say that too, because then you can try like a bunch of products at once too.
Yeah.
Like in small like doses. I love a gift set.
Yeah, totally. And my other like thought was it's kind of hard to buy people like specific makeup without like really knowing what they like, because like there's a lot of things where you need like to know the shade, etc. So I think like a gift set is good, or just like makeup brushes or like a makeup bag. Like I bought Kaya for her birthday a Scooby-Doo makeup bag because she loves Scooby-Doo. And honestly, it was a slay. When it arrived at my house, I was like, this is iconic.
No, it's so cute. I switched over from my like other travel one. I like switched everything into that one. It fits so much stuff in there.
I know, it's huge.
It's huge. It can fit so much stuff. It's great. Yeah. Ashley did a great job. She listened to the episode and then just wrote down all of the makeup things that I like and then just bought them all and put them in a box with the makeup bag.
I literally like, because, okay, so I was like, what should I buy Kaya for her birthday? And then you sent in the group chat that you were watching Scooby-Doo. And I was like, okay,
I can work with Scooby-Doo. I just sit here and I watch Scooby-Doo. Like, my roommate comes home from work and I'm sitting here watching cartoons on the couch. Like, it's so unserious.
And I was like, okay, Scooby-Doo is something I could work with. So I, like, had some ideas. And then finally I found this makeup bag. And then I was like, wait a second, we're recording the episode about our makeup favorites. This is going to be perfect. And then like, as you were saying them, I was like, okay, noted. So maybe just have a podcast with someone and ask them all the makeup they love and then get them that.
Honestly, just have a podcast with someone and then you'll know exactly what to get them for any situation.
Yeah.
I have a running list on my phone for gifts for Aspen just in case I forget.
Just like things I bring up on the podcast.
No, literally.
Okay, yeah. Do you have anything else for makeup? I feel like gift set kind of
really like the gift sets, also like a eyeshadow, or like if you know that they like playing with like fun makeup or like whatever their aesthetic is, like ColourPop has like such cute little like blushes and little heart containers, or like, you know, there's just like a lot of stuff that you could do to like mix up their routine. Like our friend Gabby has like started to dip her toe into colorful eyeshadow, so I got her an eyeshadow palette for Christmas.
Cute.
Like a little one with like 9 shades.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the best. And it's like such pigmented and long-lasting eyeshadow.
Yeah.
It's like really great quality and really cheap.
I hope Gabby's not listening to this episode because I haven't given her her present.
Like
I doubt she is.
Yeah, I feel like she's not.
If you are, sorry. Surprise.
Okay, the next category is gifts for someone who loves the outdoors. The first thing that I was thinking of is, you know, those hammocks that, this was inspired by the cabin because they had a hammock, but you know, those hammocks that you can like hang between trees and they're made out of like,
one.
Okay. Yes. Those, what are they made out of? Like the material of like,
they're kind of like, they're like windbreaker material, but there's a company that like will plant 2 trees for every hammock that you buy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that company is, but I do.
Me either. But it's like the biggest company that sells hammocks.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a really cute gift for someone, just because like you could do it anywhere. You could even hang it like on your deck or something.
Yeah. I used to do it on campus all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the park. My other idea for someone who likes outdoors is a nice pair of sunglasses, like Ray-Bans or something.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
I would say maybe some good, like, hiking socks.
Ooh, love.
Because, like, you always need a good thick pair of hiking socks.
And socks are the best gift.
Or, like, one of those little emergency kits in case they get stranded in the woods.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My dad got me one of those when I started hiking. And then if you're looking for something pricier, like a nice hiking backpack is a good choice. Or like a
love.
Good just like outdoor backpack. And then a good sunscreen.
Oh, so true.
Like the so super true. Goop like body sunscreen.
Yeah. That'd be like a cute stocking stuffer too. Them. Or like... Yeah. Get the sunscreen and then also get the sunglasses, like,
yeah,
hand in hand, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the next gift is gifts for, or sorry, the next category is gifts for someone who loves music. The first thing that I've, like, actually got this gift before, it's on Etsy. It's, like, a clear plaque and you can customize it to be any song. This. Oh, my God, you were going to say the same thing?
Yeah, like the one that looks like the Spotify like
yes.
page. Yeah,
or you can yeah, like it has the cover art and then like the song and then like the yeah. minutes that you're on the song. Like it looks like you're listening to the song, but yeah. it's like clear and you can set it up in your house and it's like a cute little piece of decor. But it's also like your favorite song, so you could find out what someone's favorite song is or favorite album and get it customized to them. And it's not expensive at all, and you're supporting small businesses because you're buying from Etsy. Slay.
Yeah. Also, if they're, like, a vinyl collector, like, a cleaning kit is a good idea for them. Or if yeah. they're a CD person, they have that open face CD player on Amazon that, like, attaches to your wall.
And oh, my God, cool.
And you can put your little CD, like, you just pop it on and then you can watch it spin because it's just, like, literally a square that's on your wall.
Cool.
I've been wanting one of those for a while, so that, I feel like that's a good
okay,
gift.
Okay, noted.
Because I collect year. CDs, I don't collect vinyls.
Yeah. The other thing I love for vinyls is if you don't have a... Honestly, a record player would be a great gift.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a record player or if this person that you're buying for doesn't have a record player, you could get, like, vinyl frames and then give them yeah. the vinyl and then with the frame. I've done that before, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. But a record player would be, like, a great gift for someone who... has records or like is interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a music lover. Okay. The next category is gifts for someone who loves staying home. This one was so easy for me to do because I love staying home.
Okay, go for it.
The first thing is this thing that I've wanted for ages. And it's a weighted blanket, but it's the specific kind of weighted blanket that's like the cotton knitted material. And it's like a knitted and
you
they
and your
look
damn tees.
Cotton.
Yeah. Has anyone noticed that Aspen really enunciates tees when she talks?
Cotton knitted. It's like ASMR.
Mountains.
Mountain. Anyways, they look so cute on like whenever I see them online or I saw one in an Airbnb once and they look really cute. They're like very aesthetically pleasing. The colors are cute. They're good decor, but also they're a weighted blanket, so they're awesome. And that's a pretty pricey gift, but one that I think like would be a great gift for anybody. Also, something that I have like had in the back of my mind as a great gift for anybody is something that's going to have to wait until I become rich because it's extremely expensive. But Anthropology makes board games. Like, they redid...
Oh, my God, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
They and redid they're so pretty.
Classic board games and made them
oh my
stunning.
God.
Like, works of art. And they're literally, like, $200 each. Like, a game of Monopoly is, like, $150. Or, like,
okay,
I
well,
really my dream is to have the Scrabble one.
Yeah, it yeah. depends on what game it is. Some of them are cheaper because I was literally just at Anthropology looking at them. And there's some that are like $50 to $70 for the game.
Yeah.
So like obviously they're still expensive, but like compared to the other ones, they're not as bad. But like I wanted to get my dad the Backgammon one so bad because he loves
they're
that game.
So
and it was
cute.
Like over $100. And I was like, yeah. no.
They're just like the most so fun. Like Yeah, my dream is to, I've always wanted the Scrabble one and just have it like open on the table as like a work of art. Like, it's so beautiful. Yeah.
It's and so
yeah, that is like something that I've always wanted to give or receive like as a gift, but it's just like, you can't justify spending that much on a game, really.
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
it's like someone is the biggest Scrabble player of all time, which like, yeah. I enjoy Scrabble, but I can't spend $200 right. on that. My other gift idea is an essential oil diffuser, or
that's a good one.
You could get a towel warmer, which is
my God.
I like think this would be such a good gift to give someone, and I was gonna give it to someone this year, but ended up like thinking of something else. So I'm keeping that in the back of my mind. I just think that would be such a good gift for anybody, like for yeah. like your significant other's parents or something. Like, that's such a good home gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. I was going to say heated blanket. So like similar to the weighted blanket thing, but I love my heated blanket so much.
Yes.
Amber literally just got me a new heated blanket for my birthday. So that's,
and so does Ellie.
Yeah. Ellie also loves a heated blanket. So heated blanket. I also love a little house slipper, like the little ones that just have grippies on the bottom, but they're like literally just fuzzy socks with grippies on the bottom, but they're like technically slippers. I love a house slipper. I always scoot around my house in my house slippers.
Obsessed.
Another idea would be like an Audible subscription or like some sort of like book subscription would be nice.
Isn't there like a book of the month or something?
Yeah,
you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some nice mugs from Anthropology are also a good idea.
Honestly, from Anthropology.
Yeah, I was gonna say, anything from Anthropology fits
the greatest store
perfectly.
In the world.
Yeah, for real. I'm like looking around my house trying to think of what I use when I stay home. I'm always cold, so if you can't tell from my suggestions, the house slippers and the heated blanket are
my like. You need go-tos. The towel warmer.
Yeah, I do need a towel warmer. I don't know where I'd put it though.
That'd be like so luxurious. Right next to your Anthropology board game that was $200.
Or one of those sunset lamps. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh my God, the Hatch alarm clock.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I was talking about.
Wait, is there a lamp that is not the alarm clock? That just looks like
and it's like warm. I need that. Yeah.
Oh my God, I need that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna buy that for myself.
The Hatch alarm clock's a good one too though.
Yeah, I've also been really wanting one of those, but yeah. I think that's a good gift. Okay, our final category is stocking stuffers. So just tiny little things.
Guys, I love stocking stuffers so much. Like, this is my favorite part about Christmas. Stockings are so fun.
Me too. Okay, the first thing I always think of is socks. I always want socks, and I always want to give socks.
I would say the Free People socks or like Airy socks are a good one.
Or Aritzia socks are so good. And so expensive.
Okay. Pleasing socks. If you're a Harry Styles fan.
Any slouchy, fuzzy sock.
Yeah. Socks are great. I'm just going to tell you what I put in Amber's stocking because I know she's not listening to this. Any of their favorite candy, obviously. Like all of the favorite candies and snacks. Then I got her favorite lip mask that I actually bought her for last Christmas. And I've gotten a new one for her every single time.
Cute.
I buy her a gift. I always buy her a new one. So I got her that, and then I got her the Glossier Hot Cocoa Bomb.com. And I got her a little from Good Molecules. They have like a little mini face like makeup remover thing. Like it's like a little tiny towel. No, it's like a little towel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the microfiber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got her one of those. I already know she got me the cleansing balm from Good Molecules too. And she also got me socks because I picked them out.
You're like, wow, this is such a shock.
A nail polish or, a good stocking stuffer and a good gift for people who like music, the Loop earplugs.
100%. Those are the best.
For concerts. I got those as a stocking stuffer last year and it slayed.
So good.
Or hair ties.
Similar to scrunchies. Like electronics, air tags. Yes. I just bought some AirTags, so it's on the top of my mind, but I feel like that would be a good stocking stuffer. Oh, good. I'm glad you finally bought them. Yep.
Yeah, that is a good stocking stuffer.
Or like books and candles, that type of stuff. Just little.
Anything makeup related or skincare related is mm-hmm. a good one. Under eye patches.
Oh, under eye patches forever.
Nail polish.
Ooh. Clips, hair clips. Honestly, just go to Target hair and clips. Go to like the fun sections and there's your stocking stuffers. Target is full of stocking stuffers. Yeah.
Anything like I love stocking stuffers. That's literally the best part about Christmas. It's so yeah. much fun.
Stocking stuffers just for guys are hard. Stocking
today. Yeah, I've like, never had to shop for a man in my life, so I couldn't.
I don't know
you.
What.
I mean, I shop like, for my dad, but not his stocking stuffers.
Yeah, like if Mark and I did stocking stuffers, I don't know what I'd put in there. It's candy, probably.
My dad
like,
got I can't me, even think of one thing. My dad put hand warmers in mine 1 year.
Ooh, that's a good like, one.
That would be a good one.
Just like little tiny things that people use all the time but are like kind of tedious to buy for themselves, I feel like are great for stockings. When you're older. Maybe not when you're a child.
Yeah.
But when you're like an adult, you want the things in your stocking that you need, but you don't want to buy for yourself. Like socks.
A nice toothbrush.
A Quip toothbrush.
A Quip toothbrush.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe some like essential oil rollers. I love those. Oh,
that's a good one.
The Summer Fridays Lip Butter Balm. I'm going to bring it up till the day I die. I love that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, my final like recommendation for gifts is an activity. So if you don't know what to get someone, I always just think like activity.
Experiences.
Like, yeah, experiences. Get them a massage, get them a manicure, a pedicure, get them like tickets to like a comedy show or like a concert or like a gift card to their favorite restaurant.
A game.
Like, I feel like gift cards too like seem impersonal, but you could be like, here's a gift card to your favorite restaurant. Like, I want to go with you. Or like, we'll go do this and then you can use the gift card. Just like do you're a little experience.
This is if I didn't get you, I literally didn't. Your birthday this year, we literally went to yoga with sharks.
Yeah, like that. Was my gift to you. And like, honestly, that was better than like getting like a new like book or something. You know, like that is like something I'll remember forever. So I feel like experiences are always like the way to go if you don't know what to get someone. Also, I found if you're like really, this is extremely niche, but I thought it was such a good present. Mark's family, like, his mom just moved out of their childhood home like into a new house, and I always like get her a gift for Christmas, and I found on Etsy there's someone who draws homes and makes it into art.
Oh yeah.
And so you can like submit a photo of like a place, like it could literally be like your school or like a place that like means a lot to you, and then they'll like do this beautiful drawing of it and then frame it for you and send it to you, and it's like, I think it's just like the such a cute and thoughtful gift, so I'm gonna get that. But just a random same idea. Thing for like, hopefully this helps.
Like pets. You can get like pet portraits. Yeah. Or I remember 1 year I got my dad a drawing of like both of my dogs, just like the outlines of their ears, because it was the year that we had to put them down.
Stop.
Unfortunately. but I got that
but
for
that's
him
so
and like
cute.
Got it framed. Yeah, and he loved it. So
honestly, just look up on Etsy.
Oh wait, no,
like,
I didn't even get it framed. Any DIY gifts too are good if you're a crafty person. That's what I did. I got someone to draw it, and then I put it like I painted the same drawing that they did. I painted it onto like one of those like pieces of wood that looks like it's just cut from like a log, you know?
Oh yes. Like the
and I just
it literally
painted
is like a tree.
The ears.
Cute. Yeah.
And I like painted that on there, and then I like put the date on there, and I gave it to him for Christmas, and he loved it. So
yeah, stuff like that people love. Like anything that you put your own hands on, like DIY, people are obsessed. So get creative. But yeah, I feel like we did it. I feel like that was a good, well-rounded gift guide. Hope this helps.
Yeah.
Burning the Disco Downs 2023 gift guide. Slay.
You're welcome. Slay. S-L.
No, like.
E-I-G-H.
I was waiting for you to say slay. Slay.
Slay.
I literally said the other day, I was like, every time I say slay in the month of December, just know I'm saying slay, like Santa slay. Slay. Like, it just changes this time of year. It's so, it does. So fun to be alive. I love saying slay right, and just enough. Knowing in my mind.
Okay.
All love, right, moving on. Love you, everyone. I hope you have the best week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.